Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Schwartz-Reichel. My career began in music education, where I learned the importance of a key change, a shift, in the tonal center of a piece of music, often used to inject energy or produce significance. Eventually, I realized the impact of making key changes in all areas of my life. I also recognized a desire to help others do the same. Making key changes can be difficult. I certainly don't have all the answers, but I do like to pose questions for reflection and actionable key changes for us to attempt in both our working and living situations. Together, we can unlock our greatest potential in collaboration with those we love, serve, and lead. Let's discover how we can grow together by making key changes. On the morning of March 23rd, 2023, I woke to a terrifying text message from my longtime friend, Amy Kraft. She had sent the message to three of her close college friends. Amy let us know that she and her 13-year-old daughter were in a terrible car accident the night before. Her daughter had been released from the hospital at midnight with minor injuries, but Amy was transported to the trauma center for several severe injuries. Amy was able to text with her right hand, which was the only limb that was not impacted by the accident. In her scrambled text, Amy informed us that she could not move her body and to pray for her. After the initial shock, I immediately shared this information with my family. I contacted Amy's husband to try to get more information. By the end of the day, we had learned about Amy's condition and the multiple fractures that she endured. We were waiting to hear what surgeries she would undergo and a plan of recovery. 4 days after receiving that frightening text message, I was able to visit Amy in the hospital. What I found was a friend who was alive. For this, I was most thankful. However, except for speaking, eating, and the use of her right hand, Amy could not do much of anything else alone. My most positive and physically fit friend was temporarily confined to a chair and relied on others to help her in almost every way. Amy had a long recovery ahead of her, but she was equipped with the approach to succeed. What we discovered was Amy was stronger than we all knew and that she would teach us a few lessons through her journey of healing and navigating this challenge. For a few months before the car accident, Amy and I had discussed co-authoring an educational article together. We bounced around a few ideas, but never settled on one particular topic or a timeline. After 6 weeks into Amy's recovery, though, it was clear what the topic should be and our intention for collaborating on it. Amy was hesitant at first to share her story, but I encouraged her that others could benefit from it. Once she agreed to write the article with me, Amy and I brainstormed the reason, layout, and content of what we hoped would be an impactful article. I helped her consider the outline of the article and the points we would touch on, and she filled in her amazing story. To be creative, we considered an acrostic, where we would take the three letters of her first name and make a new word to reflect her thoughts. Words that started with the letters M and Y didn't jump out nearly as much as words that started with the letter A. So, we decided on three words that each started with A. We selected attitude, atmosphere, and adaptability. Amy offered strategies for each of these categories that she learned along the way based on her recovery. Sometime after we wrote it, Amy said that the writing process and the ability to share her story with others was therapeutic for her. Amy Kraft is the most loving human. She's an incredible mother and outstanding educator who proudly serves the State College Area School District in Pennsylvania as an elementary classroom teacher. We titled the article, Planning for the Inevitable, Navigating Challenges in and Out of the Classroom. The article was extremely well received. It was the number one most read article in all of 2023 for a National Education Association. What challenges have you had to navigate? Have you reflected on what you learned from these harder paths? Let's consider these key changes for when we need to navigate a difficult challenge. The first one is shifting our attitude. We might feel miserable, ashamed, or alone. That's okay. How can we shift our attitude to a more positive one when we are struggling? The second one is considering our atmosphere. Who could we include in our presence that would cheer us up, offer support, or simply listen? And the final one is adapting our skills. What accommodations may need to be made to navigate this challenge? How could we conquer our fears and try something new? Now, think about a loved one, colleague, student, client, or employee. How could you help them with their attitude, atmosphere, and adaptability? After writing this article with Amy, I co-authored another article with a colleague who I greatly admire. At birth, Wayne McGee was diagnosed with cleidocranial dysplasia, also known as CCD, a rare genetic skeletal disorder that affects teeth and bones, such as the skull, face, spine, collarbones, and legs. 1 in 1 million people are born with this condition. In addition to these physical limitations at birth, Wayne also had life-threatening respiratory challenges and was often hospitalized. The majority of his doctors provided a negative diagnosis and said that Wayne would never develop physically or mentally. He was placed in the Ohio foster care system at 4 months old and assigned to the home of Ida McGee. Through the care, support, and positive outlook of Ida, Wayne developed the toughness to endure the pain. He defied the medical odds and social criticism. In his youth, he overcame his diagnosis by performing on an instrument, earning the rank of Eagle Scout, and accomplishing academic endeavors. As an adult, Wayne now serves as the director of bands, honor guard, and drill team at the Massachusetts Maritime Academy, as well as an assistant director of student residential life, with a focus on student leadership development. Wayne also has the honor of teaching as an adjunct management faculty member at Bridgewater State University in Massachusetts, where he enthusiastically teaches courses about management and organizational behavior. Wayne's motto, as inspired by his foster family, is take heart, take charge, and get tough. He has created an acrostic for tough. Here is Wayne's meaning of tough for T-O-U-G-H. T equals tenacity. Be tenacious, Wayne says. We should attempt to remain focused and determined. O equals opportunities. Seeking opportunities for personal and professional growth will be the accelerant to take us to the next level. U equals unity. Embrace others. We need supporters and encouragers to be connected and unified. G equals groups. Engage with groups. Having groups of people to which to belong and be motivated is essential. And H equals help. Do not be afraid to ask for help. Wayne says requesting help is not a sign of weakness, but rather a symbol of strength. Amy and Wayne continue to inspire me to navigate challenges and offer the motivation needed to defy the odds. We all have unique challenges. Some challenges are visible, and others are not. Some people may be willing to share their struggles, and others may not. Let's keep this in mind as we meet, collaborate, and guide others. Those that we love, serve, and lead may require support in more ways than we immediately know or understand. Let's help one another to survive and thrive. I have placed some resources in the show notes for us to review. This includes 2 articles, the one that Amy and I co-authored about navigating challenges, and the second one that Wayne and I co-authored about defying the odds. Also, I've included links to different areas of my website and a link for you to sign up for my newsletter. I hope you find these helpful. How are we making key changes to navigate challenges and defy the odds? Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it with others and joining me again next week. In my coming episodes, I'll discuss topics that are most passionate to me, along with things I've been researching or areas of my life I have changed or want to change. You can learn more about me on my website, makingkeychanges.com. Feel free to message me through there or reach out on social media. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I'd love to hear from you and learn about what key changes you hope to make.